You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, the Rays made a small bit of news, but I thought it was intriguing, signing what is apparently a two-year minor league deal with Johnny Venters. That seems to indicate that they think they've got something more than just some random guy they're bringing in as an NRI. What's the story there?
Well, it makes sense to me because 2 years, you know, a lot of times you'll see these guys sign the deal for 1 year and it's their rehab year, and you really don't get the benefit on the back end. I think the two-year deal allows them to actually see what they'll have once the rehab is complete. Of course, it is kind of a long shot. I mean, it's, you know, the gamble is that he's had three of these Tommy John surgeries and it hasn't gone well. So, you know, a lot of times when you think these Tommy John surgeries are a lot, there are some stories where they're not.
Where is he at right now? I mean, I don't mean geographically, as far as his rehab, his health, his arm.
You know, he just reported the minor league camp today, and I really haven't had a chance to talk to him about that or the GM, Matt Silverman, so I really couldn't give you an accurate answer on that.
All right. Well, as far as a more prominent lefty, there seems to be some concern over Drew Smyly's health. What's going on there?
Well, I think there is some concern, but I don't think I wouldn't describe it anywhere near panic. In fact, he's got a little bit of shoulder tendonitis. I think the big thing was he got set back a little bit in December when he had a bad middle finger injury, and he had to shut it down for about a month. So his preparation for spring training got delayed a little bit, and I think this tendonitis he's experiencing, he normally would experience in January instead of February or March. So a little bit behind schedule, but I don't think it's, you know, I think they're really expecting him to be there when the season opens.
Is what's the program for him going forward? Is the expectation that just they shut it down for a few days, it quiets down, and then he's good to go?
Yeah, and right now they've got him doing that drill. You know, you've seen the guys where they got the ball in the sock and they throw and that. But supposedly he's going through his work and he hasn't had any setbacks. So, you know, proceed with a little caution, but I think that pretty optimistic that things will be fine with him.
And how is Jake McGee doing in his rehab?
Talked to him, I believe it was yesterday or the day before. He's very enthusiastic about his, no setbacks. He expects to be on the mound on Tuesday, which would be his first mound, you know, throwing, which, that's, you know, he explained that, you know, the big thing, you know, you always hear a lot about guys getting on the mound and that being a big step, and as he explained, you know, the big deal is there's a lot more torque or pressure or whatever you want to call it coming and throwing downhill off the mound. McGee, of course, had Tommy John surgery several years ago, so without saying it, he kind of makes it sound like this little cleanup he had of his elbow was kind of like a day in the park compared to that, and particularly mentally because he knows it's there. It's just, you know, basically it's getting rid of some, you know, some of the leftover residuals from the surgery, but he expects to be, you know, ready, rehabbing, you know, throwing rehabs outings in late April and to be back with the club in early May.
All right. So that's basically on schedule then. I mean, it sounds like that's going basically pretty encouragingly so far.
Exactly. I mean, as I said, no setbacks whatsoever. So, you know, the closing, you know, at the start of the season, you know, we got news today that Dan Balfour's father died in Australia. So he's expected back this weekend, and you know, what condition he comes back in is, you know, up for grabs, who knows. But knowing Balfour, how hard he works and how much his father, you know, pressed on him, you know, to work, I'm sure he'll show up, you know, back ready, you know, game ready. He's been doing some bullpens over there. And, of course, you got Boxberger and Jepson and, you know, some other guys who might, you know, kind of hold the fort while waiting for McGee to come back.
Are we any farther along? I know it's very early in figuring out what that fifth starter spot is going to look like.
You know, Colomé finally showed up yesterday after being having a visa problem. And of course, he said he's been mowing down his neighborhood there in San Pedro de Marcos. So, and he did say that it was a pretty solid neighborhood, you know, the hitters there. But I think he's definitely the chalk for that job because he is out of options. And I would expect if, you know, Matt Moore comes back as expected, you know, in, you know, June-ish, early July, from his Tommy John, that, you know, you would see Colum may slide into, you know, a relief role. But, again, that's kind of a nice problem as far as that goes. When you have a guy like that, you could slide into relief because you never know who's going to be, you know, healthy or not because starters are so precarious. And like you mentioned earlier, Drew Smiley, you never know. You know, you hear optimistic things, but you never know. So, but I would give him that. I would give him the, you know, the favorite role, and then you'd have right behind him Nathan Carnes and Birch Smith, who they got in the Will Myers deal from San Diego.
So, if you had told me, really at any point since I've known the names of the two guys, that John Jaso and Desmond Jennings might both appear at the same position, I would have found that a little hard to believe. How exactly are they planning to use Jaso? Is this outfield thing a real thing?
Yeah, but I get the feeling that, you know, they want him to be equipped to do it. But, you know, he played yesterday, which was the first time to Jaso's recollection that he played outfield since high school. And of course, it was kind of funny, the note the Rays put out on that, to his recollection. And then at the end of the note, they said, you know, he has not played catch. His past two seasons got ended because of concussions while playing catcher. So who knows what his recollection's like. But I think based on what Cash said, they're looking at him on, you know, to put him out there when they need to spot someone and basically, you know, just catch the ball and hit the cutoff man. So I don't expect to see him out there a lot, but, you know, it is an option for them.
And then the other part of that is that Jennings is apparently going to see some time in left, not just center. What's the thought process there?
Well, actually, I'm going to write a little something about that today because Cash told us that Kiermaier is going to only be a center fielder this year. So I would expect Jennings to be in left only when right-handed pitching is on the mound, and then he'd probably be in center on those other nights when, you know, they're spotting Kiermaier against tough left-handers. So Jennings is on board with it, and, you know, he's a terrific left fielder, and it's really not a slap in the face to him. The big thing with him is that Kiermaier has a really plus arm that most major league center fielders would pale in comparison to. So, you know, and Jennings is really, really good in left. So I think that's a real plus for the Rays in the defensive department.
One of the areas that you identified as something to really watch before camp started was middle infield. And one of the guys that is very interesting in that group is Nick Franklin, obviously a guy they really were excited to get when they acquired him last summer. How has he looked early in camp?
He's looked good. I mean, and it is kind of a big kind of mystery. I do think you could pencil in Struble Cabrera at shortstop. I think he's pretty much going to be the guy there. But, you know, on nights when they see a favorable pitching matchup, that maybe doesn't go well for Cabrera, Franklin could be the shortstop. Also in the hunt, you got Tim Beckham. And, of course, you got Logan Forsythe in there. But and then veteran Jake Elmore. So a lot of moving parts there right now. But I think the one thing you're going to see in there for sure, and this is just, you know, my judgment or my opinion right now, the way things are playing out, I think you're going to see Cabrera as their starting shortstop.
All right. Well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.